My feeling is strong that for many of you, when you leave the retreat, as you will today, that one of the aspects of the contemplative life that we've shared that you will most miss is gathering for meditation. It's a wonderful thing to meditate wherever you are and whoever you're with, whether you're with yourself, because truly, when you are alone, you are with yourself. But there is, I know, and I feel it very, very deeply as a loss myself, there is a very particular sweetness in gathering to meditate with other people who are most sincerely making efforts in their lives, with humility, with courage, with humor. And that's each one of you. There is such sweetness in gathering in this humble beginner's mind way each day as the day begins, seeing one another walking towards this meditation space, holding our inwardness, yet also gently aware of one another. So I would ask you, through the great gifts of human consciousness and imagination, to carry this sense of shared well-being, shared support with you when you return to your homes, and also, and here joyful effort comes in, making it your value, your business, to find opportunities wherever possible to meditate with others, even just for a few minutes. In your workplace, you might be surprised. In your community, in your home, and again with yourself. To make those opportunities and to create opportunities wherever possible. And alongside that, to weave a memory, a felt memory of deep stillness, deep acceptance of what is, into your life, so that it emerges when you need it, so that it's just part of waiting for the bus, doing the dishes, doing your daily rounds. You're just tuning your minds, tuning them, as Hazrat Inayat Khan suggested, to the tune of the divine, which is the very natural tune of your soul. Just re-establishing your connection with a place of peace, so that you can meet not only your day, your life, so that you can meet not only your life, but life from that place. In so doing, you develop very naturally, joyfully and no effort. You develop the gifts of presence. The gifts of presence are palpable not only to others, but also to yourself. And this has absolutely nothing to do with conventional achievement. In fact, conventional achievement is one of our dangers, in a sense. Not a danger in itself, but it can be very distracting from what presence is. Presence transcends language. Presence calms, soothes, promises, delivers. Each day, each night, each moment that we come into the presence of presence within ourselves, beyond ourselves, ourselves, us, beyond us, presence. Each day, when we allow ourselves to remember presence, we are strengthened, and truly we are consoled. I can't give you this. I can only remind you that in the words of one great teacher, come to me, all you who struggle and are burdened, and I will give you rest. The rest in which you rest during your meditation, and this is your meditation. The rest in which you rest is the rest of soul and spirit. It is resting in the presence of spirit. I would like you to bring your awareness to the soles of your feet, or to the edges of your feet if you're sitting in meditation position, or to the tops of your feet. However you're meeting the carpet, the floor, the earth, on which we also unequivocally depend. Let gratitude flow as you connect consciously with this most radiant, most moody, most abundant, most regenerating earth. If your only prayer was thank you, it would be enough, said Meister Eckhart. Good few hundred years ago. How lovely to know that today. Just a moment of thank you through the feet. Thank you is also a praise. Still praising, we move our awareness to the place where we're sitting. to the chair, the cushion, the floor, the octagon, the company, the voice, the effort, the joy, the effortlessness of the joy. We bring to all that is holding us in this moment. Breathing in and out of that holding. And as you breathe in and out of that holding, you can remind yourself how inevitably and unconditionally you are held on the spiritual plane by the wisest who have gone before, by the bodhisattvas, by the angelic forces, by divine love. Gentle yourself into that holding. Bringing your awareness now to the front of the body. This is a vulnerable part of the body, and we often have felt through circumstances that we need to armor ourselves here. Just through the time of meditation, allow your inwardness at least to be a little more open. A little gentler. More receptive. More receptive of the love and the peace that you yourself are generating within yourself, for yourself, and for our whole world. Often quite unconsciously, I put my hand on my heart and I allow myself to experience my need to generate love for myself, for my world, for my personal world, for our shared world. I honor my heart as a place of generating love. Of course, at one level, this is entirely symbolic. It is also very powerful. Awareness now to the trunk of the body, holding you so faithfully, relaxed, but still and upright, so that the crown of your head is aligned with the ceiling of the octagon, with the sky, and with the place that we used to call heaven. Allowing the energy of meditation, the healing energy of meditation, of inwardness, of stillness to move through you. Signaling also, powerfully signaling also, to the mind, to the conscious mind, that you are welcoming your mind moving to greater mind. Not so much uniting, but conscious of your union with greater mind. We'll take some moments in silence, and we will bless ourselves through the eyes of unlimited compassion towards the end of our silence. In these moments, we are experiencing union of our minds, our thoughts, our being, our everything, our all with the all. Very gently, I would like you to move your attention to your mind's eye. So that you can give yourself an opportunity consciously to generate compassion and unconditional acceptance for yourself, so that you can begin slowly, slowly to generate and offer the compassion to the world that the world so urgently needs. And that you can offer this from a full place and not from an empty place. This is also an act of forgiveness for your own insufficiency. Bringing your awareness to your mind's eye, to your imaginative self. I would like you to see your own self in this present moment, in a moment of communion with this present moment and all that is. And as you look at your familiar self, I would like you to extend your spine very slightly so that you're sitting upright or still relaxed but upright. And I would like you to look deeply at your whole self, body, mind, feelings, senses. Take in that whole self. And now, and very particularly, I would like you to take in your own face, the face with which you face the world. And I would like you, please, to bring to your face the tenderness, the acceptance, and the appreciation of the Divine Mother. Of the feminine face of spirit. Of the recollections that we all have when we were totally and unconditionally loved, perhaps not in this lifetime, but at some time, and again now. Breathing in that love and receiving it. Breathing in that love and receiving it. Breathing in that love and allowing it to settle within every cell of your being. Let it soften you. Let it strengthen you. Let it console you. Let it nourish you. Let it be for a few moments all that you are.